The situation is very serious. I think one of the interesting facts is that whereas Sierra Leone was the last of the three Mano River Union countries to be affected by the virus, the first recorded case was 24th of May. It's now the country with the most number of cases between Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone. So the situation is serious. We're dealing with approximately 900 confirmed infections, more than 400 deaths, and about 1,200 persons currently under quarantine surveillance for the disease. I think perhaps even more worryingly is the fact that the contagion has spread to 12 out of the 13 districts of the country, which seems to indicate that there's been a rapid spread geographically throughout Sierra Leone.
Why is it spreading to other regions of the country?
I think the reasons are, of course, is that you have a highly mobile and fluid population in Sierra Leone. The road system has vastly improved. It's a relatively small country with a lot of road transport, and of course there's a lot of market movement between villages, and this has, I think, facilitated the spread of the disease. I think the measures taken by the government now to quarantine certain areas are appropriate, but in the earlier days, the contagion was spread, I think, by passengers moving between villages. There's another phenomenon here which is quite interesting, is that there's a tradition of healers, people who are not obviously licensed to practice medicine in the Western sense, but are very active in villages in the healing process, and these people have also moved from one area to another, thereby spreading the contagions.
And how did Ebola get to Sierra Leone?
The first reported case, as I mentioned, was in Kailaun on the border. I think if you want to put it, you know, the patient zero in this particular case may have come from Guinea. This is only speculation. There is a feeling that there was one of these traditional village healers who was traveling across the border. Of course, in that part of Sierra Leone is very remote, and there are no border posts specifically, so that people very commonly cross those borders in between what's called the Kisii Kingdom. And in that area, it's probably likely that it spread from a villager, probably a local healer, moving from Guinea into Sierra Leone.
Now, what's the attitude of the people towards the outbreak? Do they have the correct information so that they can better deal with this outbreak?
The big aspects that has to be tackled in any effective Ebola response, of course, is social mobilization, public education, raising awareness. I think one of the first activities that was activated by the UN system was to support the government's plan to create a national network of public information, spreading the word about how Ebola is transmitted, also translating it into three of the vernacular languages used here, including Creole. And this has been greatly facilitated by UNICEF, who is the lead pillar in the Ebola operations center that we have here for social mobilization. Teams have literally been recruited from young people to right through to traditional elders, to the chiefs and religious leaders, basically bringing them into the process because of their leadership mission within society to convey these messages to the general public. The media, of course, has also been inveigled into our program. We work regularly with the television, radio, and the printed media. But it's a massive task. There's a lot of fear in the country. There's a lot of mistrust as well about how Ebola is spread and how it got the country. And I think overcoming those fears and, in a way, tackling the rumors and the misinformation is a big challenge, but it's been part of the job that's been undertaken by the UN team supporting the government on information management. So we're getting there, but there's still a lot of work to do.
And finally, is there any hope that the disease can be controlled or stamped out soon?
I hope so. His Excellency the President, in a meeting at the task force yesterday, I think pointed to the fact that this needs to be tackled quickly and aggressively. The longer it goes on, of course, the knock-on effects for Sierra Leone are not good. The lack of investment, businesses closing, the economy will suffer, as will employment and livelihood. Therefore, I think it's really critical that we bring this under control as quickly as possible. It's impossible to predict a time frame, however, from what I understand from other outbreaks in Eastern Africa and Central Africa, is that 3 to 6 month time frame is probably what we're looking at for it to be stamped out, which is a long way from now, and it means that we have a lot of work to do between now and certainly the end of the year and into next year. But hopefully, with donor support, generous resources being given to UN agencies and the government to mobilize for this Ebola response, we'll be able to wipe it out as earlier rather than later.